All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, recently there was a big trade that went down in the NBA between the Oklahoma City Thunder, the New York Knicks, and the Cleveland Cavaliers. Now, in the trade, the Thunder received shooting guard Dion Waiters from Cleveland, while the Cavaliers received shooting guard J.R. Smith and swingman Iman Shumpert from the New York Knicks, along with a protected first-round pick from the Thunder. The Knicks, in turn, received center Alex Kirk and forward Lou Adamson from Cleveland and forward Lance Thomas from Oklahoma City, along with a second-round pick from Cleveland in 2019. Now, from Oklahoma City's standpoint, I think this was a good trade for them, and overall, I'm going to give them a grade of an A, because you look at a guy in Dion Waiters, he's always been a team player, even if you go back to his time collegiately at Syracuse University. The main problem for Waiters was the fact that he was never on the same page with point guard Kyrie Irving during his time with the Cavaliers. Again, these two had, you know, several altercations during their tenure together in Cleveland. Of course, Waiters did call out Irving for playing buddy ball with forward Tristan Thompson. And I think a lot of that has to do to with the fact that Kyrie Irving is really not a point guard, as he is more of a shooting guard that is, you know, just being forced to play point guard. Or as I always say, he is simply a shooting guard in a point guard's body. I think Waiters has the potential to do some big things with Oklahoma City, because when you look at the fact, of course, you have Kevin Durant and you have Russell Westbrook. And I know, unfortunately, Westbrook has developed a bad reputation as not passing the ball, which is not true. Westbrook will pass the basketball. That was evident of last year's playoffs when he was a triple-double waiting to happen on any given night. Now, the Thunder do have some depth. You have a guy like Reggie Jackson. You also have Serge Ibaka. But I think a guy like Waiters has proven that he can be a defender. He can also hit the open shot from outside, and he can also drive to the basket. And I think he's going to be a good locker room guy there in Oklahoma City. Now, you look at the Cavaliers, and as of right now, I'm giving them a C on this. It's something, it could be better and it could be worse. I mean, you take on a guy like J.R. Smith. He is in the last year of his deal. So you could get the penthouse version of J.R. Smith, or you could just simply get the outhouse version of J.R. Smith. This is a guy that, unfortunately, too often plays for himself. He does not play within the realm of an offense. And you figure you have one of the most unselfish players in basketball in the form of LeBron James that is leading this Cleveland Cavaliers team. And if you cannot play with LeBron James, if you're J.R. Smith, then simply it is time for you to look into the mirror. Iman Shumpert was a guy that he just needed a change of scenery from New York City. And I think he's going to be a tremendous guy for Cleveland, because he is still a good wing defender. He's still a young guy, and I just think that he needed a fresh start there. Now, you look at the Knicks, and they're basically going to cut, if they haven't already, Alex Kirk, Lou Adamson, and, of course, Lance Thomas. If you're the Knicks right now, I give you the grade of an A, just for the simple fact that, number one, you found a team to take J.R. Smith off of your hands. Number two, right now, the Knicks, they have a record of 5-33. It is by far the worst in the NBA. And I didn't think it was going to be possible for a team to be worse than the 76ers, but the Knicks have found a way to do that this season. Even with J.R. Smith and Iman Shumpert, the Knicks were going absolutely nowhere. So the fact that if you're Phil Jackson, you got somebody to take those contracts off of your hand, free up some money, and look to really start this thing over this coming summer through the NBA draft, and also free agency, trying to get your type of players in there to play within the triangle offense. So I think this is a coup for them. You look at the Cleveland Cavaliers, they're currently fifth in the Eastern Conference. They're also second in the Central Division behind the Chicago Bulls, and they want to make a playoff push. So it's going to be imperative for Smith to really fall in line out there along with everything that the Cavaliers are trying to do. But like I said before, it's going to be tough because this is a Cavs team that is still trying to get some chemistry for themselves. You have a coach in David Blatt that has never coached in the NBA, so this is a tough grind for him. And a guy like Smith, you know, he could really be a bad locker room type guy. So if you're Cleveland, this is another case of simply buyer beware. Oklahoma City, you know, they are currently 10th in the Western Conference. They're trying to get it going. Of course, they had the injuries early to Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook, and now they're starting to find their ways. And I think Waiters is going to help them do some big things. But this was a very interesting trade. It's one of those type trades that you would normally see close to the trade deadline. But the fact that all three teams did this trade at the beginning of January, it gives all of them some wiggle room to make some more moves down the road just prior to the NBA's trade deadline. Folks, I want to thank you once again for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge this Friday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 5:30 on the West Coast, as I will be breaking down the upcoming national championship game in the world of college football between the Ohio State Buckeyes and the Oregon Ducks. Now, folks, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And if you are on Facebook, you can check out the page and like it at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.